I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know how everything seems like a good idea after you've had a few? Yeah, that's this show.
Riding in my car, and I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just got to call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done, other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what is going on? It is Dukes and Bell live from the car show today down at the Georgia World Congress Center. We'll be here until 7 o'clock. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, glad to have you listening and checking us out. Appreciate the folks who are stopping by and saying hello, and you can too if you're coming down to the car show. For Mike and I, and we've got a lot to get into today, and for dog fans in the 4 o'clock hour, Sony Michel will join us here on the air, so make sure you tune in for that as he gets ready for the draft and pro day going on at Athens today. But, man, this is like heaven for us because we're both big car guys.
Yeah, I was on Twitter earlier, and I was just talking to a couple of the 92.9 The Game listeners inside there, and it was fun because there was a guy I want to give a shout-out to JT, who lives over in College Park with his son, young Ricky, and I was saying that was me and my dad. Every year we used to go to the New York Auto Show, and, man, it was like heaven. I couldn't wait. I mean, first off, it was an entire room of new car smell, right? Which is number one. But, I mean, just looking at all the great rides. And one thing as a kid, it's kind of funny. I think cars, and I don't sound sexist, but it's too late. Beautiful women go together. There's always beautiful spokesmodels. There's always beautiful women next to the cars. So as a kid, it's just a rush of colors and sounds and sights.
No, listen, I was looking at a car. I had no interest in it. And this beautiful woman comes up and she goes, hello, do you need any information about this vehicle? And I was like, and she goes, my name is Sonia. I'm here for anything you need. And I was like, I really want some information now. I really want to know about this car because I had no intentions of buying it at all.
Tell me about the overhead cam. Yeah, man, it's a lot of fun. So it's going on today and go throughout the week, guys, and weekend here at the Georgia World Congress Center. We're right out front by the main entrance, so you can come on by, say hi. But, yeah, so many cool-looking cars. Got a chance to talk to some of the guys from Caffeine and Octane, the guys who do the car.
Yeah.
It's always a good time. They bring out the cars, and they have, like, different locations around Atlanta where everyone just hangs out. And they have the car, Caffeine and Exotics. But anyway, if you are a car guy, this is where you want to be. So hopefully we'll come by, or you'll come by, and we'll see you today.
All right, man. We've got plenty, as I said, to get to today. Hawks, I don't know what the hell they're doing. I don't know what they're doing.
This is not supposed to – we just talked about this yesterday. Like, you got to lose with style. I don't mind Shooter having a good night, but we can't win the game. Okay?
Well, that John was
Collins,
style.
I know, but Arthur –
too much.
Arthur, we just talked about this. We can't have any mystery, okay? Whatever you guys want, whether it's DeAndre Ayton or it's Trae Young or it's Marvin Bagley or you like Colin – any of these guys. The kid from – Doncic, the kid from Spain.
Yeah.
Either way, I'd rather have the choice, all of them. Not who's left over by the time I get to the third or fourth ping pong ball.
Yeah, I think the most frustrating thing for me, and you guys can always text us at 404-741-0929 on our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. I'm watching this last night, and I had no intentions of watching. I'm not going to lie to you. I was catching up on my shows. I'm watching, you know, The Shy and Homeland and all this stuff. And I flipped over, and I'm like, it's a game? But more importantly, who is Dennis Schroeder? Is this the Dennis Schroeder that we could get potentially – and I'm not telling you 41, but consistently being this kind of scorer,
right,
and a guy that can take the game over late, or is it the inconsistent Dennis that kicks the ball out of bounds and takes a two when
and
we need
diddles
a three?
Around. Diddles
I mean,
around.
Who is Dennis Schroeder?
Look, how many games are remaining? 12, 13?
12 or 13.
Right. If you haven't come to that conclusion by now,
then that's not
okay,
the guy.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm saying, Arthur, we're with you on that one, brother. But, I mean, Dennis Schroeder's a guy. It's like that girlfriend of his that was yelling at us on the text line yesterday. What, did she tell him what we said? I mean, if this is Dennis Schroeder on a nightly basis, I'm all for it. But as Arthur just laid out, he's just not that guy. You know, it's one step forward, two step back. If we knew that Dennis Schroeder, how old is he, 24? If Dennis Schroeder was going to take that step and keep on trucking, then we wouldn't have to worry about drafting a point guard. But moving on, the Hawks now have muddied the waters because there's five teams in the mix in that last spot.
Yeah, it's very frustrating. I was looking at this real quick, and I want to take a look. If you guys, for everybody who says, oh, see, Dukes, what Dennis did last night, that's what he can do every night. Well, first of all, he didn't do it every night. Mm-hmm. This was an aberration of 41 points. But, Mike, I'm just going to lay this out real quick. For everybody who goes, Dennis is great, he's not a top 10 point guard in this league. Steph Curry, Russell Westbrook, CP3, Kyrie, Damon Lillard last night, even though they lost. Kyle Lowry is better, okay? Kemba Walker, what? Yes, Kemba Walker. I mean, you look at this and you start saying John
Talking
Wall.
Night in, night out.
Yeah, John Wall, Ben Simmons, who just is coming to his own, and then Mike Conley, who's been hurt. They're all better.
Well, you're talking all-stars. Now, Conley has not made an all-star team yet, but he's one of the highest-paid players in the game. Ben Simmons should be the rookie of the year.
He should be.
So he's in a real mix of guys who have already proven themselves and has set it to a different level. Dennis, a 41-point game doesn't impress me this late in the season, especially when you have nothing left to play for.
That's ATR executive producer back at the ranch. Mm. Craig running the board. Hey, man, welcome back, by the way.
It's good to be back with you guys. I missed y'all.
Yeah, man, good to have you. I saw you on the gram with your movie premiere. I saw Big Hugh had a big old tub of popcorn. What was that all about?
You know, and it was weird because, you know, Hugh don't share with nobody. He was actually sharing popcorn for that Pacific Rim movie, so I knew it was going to be a crazy night. But it was good.
All right, Craig, where do you fall on this? John and Rick and I were talking earlier with Carl. I mean, where do you fall on street vendors?
Now,
I'm a big
now
fan.
You know he's going to say yeah.
Where do you stand on that, Craig?
Oh, love street vendors. I mean, what's wrong with street vendors?
Man, I don't care. Carl, growing up in New York, I mean, you don't even think about that hot dog water, where it's been. Has it been? You just eat the hot dog, okay? You don't
think. What's wrong with you?
Yeah,
oh, come on, man.
When you become a food snob.
No, I have, because you know what? I've seen people get sick from raw meat.
Hey, time out, guys. Let's give it up for Joe Frazier.
Oh, what's up, Joe?
Right there, man. Smoking Joe. What's up, baby? Champ of the world right there, man. We got celebrities rolling
in. Yeah, he's going to knock you out,
yeah,
all right.
Smoking Joe just gave me the look.
You know what?
Could be in trouble. Hey, Sheriff, I got our sheriff's deputy. He's a big lister. Smoking Joe might come and kick my butt,
He does look like Joe Frazier, though. Rest in peace, Joe.
Yes,
rest in peace. But, yeah, man, I'm just not a big fan of walking down the street and going, yeah, I'll take that meat, not knowing where it came from. That's all I'm saying.
Dude, we were in Reykjavik, Iceland one night, and it was after like 5 in the morning. And what do they eat over there? They eat lamb dog. So it's lamb meat made like a hot dog with like a brown mustard.
Oh.
And, hey, you know what, dude? So you got to get those carbs in before you go to bed on a night. So that's where the street food comes in.
So, Carl, real quick, I mean, do you cut your pizza, you know, with a knife and fork, or do you hold with your pinkies up when you eat as well? I mean, what do you do, bro?
Depends on the meal, player.
Hey, Craig, leave Braves management out of this.
No, I do not use a knife and fork for my pizza. Are you kidding me? But the idea that you're just going to walk down the street, more people, I guarantee you, on the text line will tell you that they are not willing to just buy random street meat.
Oh, man, if you're old enough, by the way.
Come on.
Guys our size, we got to.
And by the way, that just sounds funny, street meat.
Street meat. Rephrase it. That's why I said vendor food. Don't say street meat.
Because I'm going to continue to say that all day.
Dude,
street meat.
Piedmont Park, that's got a whole other reference. So let's clean that up for the kids.
See, that's just the reference alone is keeping me away from it.
But the point I'm getting to is, if your guy's like our size and you're this old, man, your stomach's cast iron. It's going to take a lot to get you jacked up. Okay? So I don't care whatever is not past health code, you know, safety codes and this and that. You throw that in your gullet at 3 in the morning with enough alcohol, you're going to be fine.
Yeah. Listen, that I'm not going to deny. We've gone that route before. We've had none of that and gone out and drank hard, and then we're all messed up by the end of the night. Yeah. Hey, guys.
I mean, dude, it's not like Waffle House is cleaning that grill every second. Okay? Let's get real.
No, I've seen it. They clean it. It is Dukes and Bell. We're live again at the Ash International Auto Show down here at the Georgia World Congress Center. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk with Mike Conte, the voice of our Atlanta United, a little bit later on. Also, we've been making a lot of jokes this week, and we told the backstory. AT has told it. I was out last week, but he told the story about Eric Musselman. Well, he's coaching a very hot Nevada team that's coming to the Sweet 16. And, Mike, we're going to get a chance to talk to his lovely wife today on the show.
Oh, nice.
Daniela Musselman's going to join us. And she's going to join us here at around 3:20 this afternoon.
She's an Atlanta native from Alpharetta, went to Milton High School, and also, Mike, Florida State.
Nice.
And she's been in the broadcast business for several years, ESPN, Fox Sports, and the NFL Network. And she has a precocious little girl
she does.
Named
Mariah. She's been getting a lot of coverage.
A lot of coverage. And has sportscasting in her future.
Yeah, nice. She's beautiful, and you're absolutely right. So we'll talk to Daniela. She's in, and basically AT's telling you she's in the know. This is not like, oh, we're just getting a wife. She knows what she's talking about. She's been a big supporter, obviously, of her husband and the program. I heard Kenny Smith tell a story about, you know, Eric's been in the NBA for many years, and I knew him way back when as well. And he said when he got the job in Nevada, he told Kenny Smith, I can get it done here, and they're getting it done.
Also, guys, coming up a little bit later in the 4 o'clock hour, our buddy Adam Zucker from CBS Sports, studio host, to talk about March Madness. Again, guys, the finals, the Final Four is on TBS, by the way. Not CBS, but the hometown network does get it. But the regionals coming to Phillips Arena, and I would imagine by tomorrow all of Catlanta will be swinging as the Kentucky fans make their way down here for the weekend.
All right, man, it is Dukes and Bell. Let's give you a chance to win $1,000.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is...
perfect, just like I like my meat. P-E-R-F-E-C-T. I want it perfect. That is the code word that you text to 72881 right now, Mike Bell, for your chance to win $1,000.
You got to go talk to the lady who's giving the spokesman thing at the GM display because she's perfect too. P-E-R-F-E-C-T, perfect. You guys right now, what do you couldn't use $1,000? Go on your phone and text perfect to 72881. No salesman will call.
No.
You're not going to be anybody's mailing list or text list. You get a shot at $1,000. Mr. Big Shot over here doesn't need $1,000. Perfect is 72881.
Now, the other big thing going on today in Athens, obviously spring practice started yesterday for the Dogs, but it's the pro day, man. And this is a chance for guys who want to, you know, maybe up their ante, the scores and the times for their 40. A lot of guys may be doing that today, and a lot of coaches there, including our coach, Dan Quinn, checking things out with the Dogs.
Obviously, there's so many Georgia Bulldogs going to go to the pros, many in the first and second round, but obviously, anytime Georgia's got the kind of level that hopefully Kirby's going to continue to build on, it's always going to be a destination for scouts, just like Alabama and all the other schools in the SEC.
Speaking of Alabama, man, did you see any of that footage yesterday after practice of Nick Saban? I mean, it was just classic Saban. And, Craig, if you get a chance, we'll play some of this for our listeners today. I mean, he basically just immediately goes in, Mike, on the whole, there's no controversy. I don't know what you guys are talking about with Tua Tagovailoa.
You had a guy start all your games, and a guy came in at halftime and won you a national championship. How do you not have a quarterback controversy?
No doubt.
Nick Saban was in midseason grumpus mood, and it's not even, what, April?
Yeah, so we'll let you hear some of that. Also coming up, we'll talk about more about the Hawks and this road trip. We are now 2.5 games behind Phoenix in the race for the most lottery balls, all right, the ping pong balls, which Mike and I have been saying all year, we want the most to have the best opportunity to get the first pick.
Because of whatever you guys, again, we don't know what Travis Schlenk, the GM for the Hawks, is looking at. Is he looking at point guard? Is he looking to move on from Schroeder? Does he think Bagley and Collins would be one hell of a front court moving forward in the Eastern Conference? But I'd like to have a variety of choices to not be shoehorned into one pick. You know, we've talked about some scenarios where we might not get any of the guys. They're certainly on the fan shortlist if we keep winning.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And if you missed it last night, Mike D'Antoni, the coach of the Houston Rockets, said that the guy that plays on his team is the best isolation player in the history of the NBA. It's a very strong statement that we'll get into a little bit later, as he is definitely on his way to an MVP. But the best isolation player in the history of the league?
That's a bold statement.
You know, it really is.
Again, we're not talking about defense. We're talking about isolation. You got the rock at the top of the key. What are you going to do? Also, guys, today we went round and round. You started this whole thing yesterday with the Braves, and obviously they're going to send Ronald Acuna down because they will then have one extra year of control of arbitration and salary control on the guy. And if the guy's as good as he is, they'll have a multi-year deal in place for him at some point anyway. But look back at some of the Braves' first-round picks and some of the heralded players like Jason Hayward and some of these guys. And other teams they brought up, you know, when spring training ended, they brought them up to the
big
club. But anyway, I went round and round with Braves listeners and Braves fans today about this. I'm like, it's more about Liberty Media. If you trust Liberty Media, if you think they've done a really good job, if you think their number one intention is to win, then okay. I don't. They've shown me nothing since they've owned this team. We're going on 11 years since Liberty Media took it over. But a lot of Braves fans still trusted them, and I don't get it.
It's the bigger message that they're sending to me. And for everybody who's going, relax, it's not a big deal, you don't understand.
Well, obviously you got the patience of Job, right?
Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. We got plenty to get to. We're coming back live from the auto show. We'll hit some headlines coming up here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm just not a big fan of walking down the street and going, yeah, I'll take that meat, not knowing where it came from. That's all I'm saying. Code word that you text to 72881 right now, Mike. Perfect, just like I like my meat.
Big, black. Need I say more?
What, Craig? Craig, putting together a montage there early in the show.
I love when we're on the road. And by the way, Friday, I just heard we're at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, Carl. Is that correct?
Yes.
Today we're at the Georgia International Auto Show. And we got a guy came up to us just now. And he goes, hey, man, love the show. He goes, I'm a big fan. He goes, pauses, looks in, as if he's got a whisper. He goes, not a big fan of this quarterback.
And he's serious.
And I'm serious. Well, take a get ready pill, because sometime between now and August, he's going to be the highest paid player in the NFL.
Yeah, it's going to happen. And right. By the way, thank you for stopping by. We appreciate meeting you and saying hello to you and your lovely wife. Thank you, guys. But that's a situation, guys, that is not going anywhere. And, right. We've talked about it when it comes to the Falcons. It's interesting. Today is Georgia's pro day.
Right.
And our coaching staff and Thomas Dimitroff, our general manager, is there. But it's about getting the guys around Matt. And we've seen this. Mm-hmm. For everybody that says, I don't necessarily think Matt's worth the money, blah, blah, blah. Guys, he took us to a Super Bowl, and he's capable of doing that. The other things have to be in place for those things to happen.
Right.
I don't expect Matt to go out and throw, five touchdowns a game. That's not who he's been. He's never been, Tom Brady. I'm not going to compare him to other guys in this league. He has a unique skill set, but I think he can get us to the Super Bowl. And as long as I feel that way, I have no issues with him being paid market value, because he's proven himself as a playoff veteran and MVP of this league.
But here's the problem, Carl. We have a window right now, because we're going to have to pay all the – the good news is Thomas Dimitroff, coming in with his defensive acumen, has drafted unbelievably well. We're going to have to pay those guys in 3 or 4 years. And then we're going to have this ridiculously big Matt Ryan contract. And unless Matt and everyone else that's getting big contracts is willing to take a little off the top and move it around, which we presume, fingers crossed, that Matt's going to do that. Well, here's the thing. If we're so excited and confident Matt's going to do that, why isn't his contract done right now? I know there's no sense of urgency, because we weren't going to be big players in free agency anyway.
No.
But if you wanted to augment right now, John Michaels brought this up earlier. What do we got, 5 defensive linemen? I mean, there's things we need we can't just address through the draft. But, I mean, I don't understand what the holdup is here. I know Thomas Dimitroff and the Falcons have been very diplomatic in their comments about it, and they're trying to stir the pot. But, I mean, what the hell is the holdup on this deal?
Well, and the whole thing about taking money off the top, this idea, guys, we said this, the cap continues to grow, Mike. So next year it's going to go up, 2 years it's going to go up, and 3 years it's going to be more than what it is right now, and it's at an all-time high. As long as that continues to happen, that allows the teams and owners to spend more money on players than they ever have. Quarterbacks traditionally and always will be the highest paid guys on a team.
But you saw what happened.
It's a quarterback league.
But you saw what happened when Russell Wilson got paid. I mean, that's a part of the equation. I mean, they had extenuating circumstances.
They did.
But there are some that are similar to ours. They had a bunch of defensive players that made up the nucleus of what made that team a Super Bowl contender, and then everyone had to get paid, and now it's gone.
Yeah, I just think, too, and Seattle, it's easy for us to compare because Dan Quinn came from there, but I also think when you have the devastating injuries they've had on the defensive side of football, where you make this decision easy for me. I'm not going to give you a new contract when you're coming off an Achilles. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to give you a new contract if I don't know if you're going to be on the field with concussion issues, if you're one of my safeties. You know, they've had some guys there. Now, getting rid of some of the players they've gotten rid of, some people say it's time. You got to know when to cut bait. Maybe they're right about Michael Bennett. You know, who knows? We'll see with the Philadelphia Eagles. That's a guy I wanted. But I do understand where you're coming from. What is the holdup, swole up with the Matt Ryan contract? I get that. But this whole idea of, I don't understand why we're going to pay him. He is one of the top quarterbacks in the league. Whether you or me want to recognize that or not, it is a fact. And that's how they view him. And therefore, Arthur Blank's willing to cut the check. Hey, man, it is Dukes and Bellas. We broadcast live down here at the Car Show. Let's get to some headlines, Craig.
Strap in, youngins.
Getting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Speaking of Thomas Dimitroff, let's hear from him about the free agency plan as we start the conversation, Mike, as they're up there taking on the pro day and taking a look at Georgia players. Traditionally, by the way, and I'm not a big fan of this. I know for dog fans, everybody always says, why don't the Falcons draft more dogs, right? Well, it's just not that easy.
Right.
I mean, I'd love to have everybody from the home state playing for the home football team, but it's unrealistic. But that doesn't mean that as Georgia continues to put out this talent, as Mike was talking about, there becomes more of a chance that there's a need and a fit and our team drafts him. Here's Thomas Dimitroff.
We adhered to the plan that we had. We knew that we had a big signing and work to do on Matt, of course. Which, of course, for any organization that's dealing with an upper echelon quarterback, it's complicated. Not the deal, as I said before. I'm just saying, putting it all together, you have to be creative with how you do that.
And that's the part you're talking about, Mike, being creative with how you do that and how it affects you, not this year, but 3 years from now. right? Or even 2 years from now, when you have other important pieces on your football team that need to be paid accordingly. And, you know, again, fans, I don't want to feel like I'm, you know, talking down to football fans today, but it's like, well, why do we need to pay this guy? Because you need more than just a quarterback, you know? You've got to pay these other stars on the squad, man.
So in the case of the Falcons, we know we've got basically the offensive line in place. Whatever you think of Fusco, he is an upgrade over Schweitzer.
He is.
Now we've got to go pick up a replacement for Toilolo. That's what I was talking about, Mercedes Lewis. Like, I know he's old. I know he's probably got one good year left in him, but I'm willing to roll the dice on a cheap, on a very cheap, hopefully, contract to get a guy as a one-year replacement, unless they feel they can pick somebody up later on or off, you know, off the draft. But, I mean, that's a need right there. But the defensive tackle is number one. The good news is we got a guy who's a tremendous defensive line evaluator in Dan Quinn and a bunch of guys that are quality that should be there at 26.
No doubt about it. So you've got the Steelers GM, Kevin Colbert, there at Georgia's Pro Day. The Lions GM, Bob Quinn. Bottom line, guys, is that everybody in the league realizes the kind of talent Georgia had on its team this year, and the guys that are coming out, everybody's there watching, and they're getting a feel for some of these guys they may end up picking.
It's tough, though, because we do need a D tackle. I'd love to have Isaiah Wynn.
Yes.
I mean, that's a guy we had talked about before. We knew that, obviously, Dontari Poe was going to move on. But, I mean, David Andrews from Georgia, Shaq Mason from Georgia Tech. These are guys that were local that for some reason we didn't touch, and the Patriots have ridden them to a Super Bowl win.
Yeah, it is true. We'll see what the Falcons do again. Currently, we have the 26th pick in the upcoming NFL draft. That, of course, could change depending on whether or not we move up or down. Hey, as we talk about the NFL draft, the latest mock draft, Mike has UGA linebacker Roquan Smith going to the Redskins. Either way, I think he's going to be a top pick. We know that. It's just where he's going to end up.
I've seen somewhere he goes to the Raiders. You know, and again, guys, now this is when it all starts. This is where they're leading up. We're about a month out now from the draft. And this is where you get the misinformation, the disinformation.
Yep.
This is where we're going to find out about somebody's failed drug test. This is where you're going to find out. Not lumping Roquan Smith in that, don't bear with me. But this is when you start to hear things about quarterbacks. Well, you know, why didn't that guy throw it to Combine? If he loves competition, why wasn't he willing to compete with the other quarterbacks? Everyone's going to start picking. And sometimes it's agents to put this out there. Sometimes it's teams that put this out there to try and devalue guys. And the perception is that perhaps these guys will fall to them or whatever. Whatever the head game is, you're hearing it.
Hey, let me ask you the question D. Led presented in his article, D. Orlando Ledbetter, saying that the Falcons are losing ground in the NFC South. Do you agree with that?
I mean, this is the last go-around for the Saints. If just because Drew Brees, two more quality years, maybe more, I don't know. But, I mean, Saints are definitely going to be competing. I love what the Carolina Panthers did because they got North Turner. And even though North Turner might be a bust as a head coach, he's a really good offensive coordinator. You're going to maximize that talent. So, yeah, Tampa Bay, I'm not worried about them just yet. But I do think that it's the toughest division, at least in the NFC South. And I would kind of agree with what D is throwing out there.
Yeah, I know. And this is where I was a couple of weeks ago when I was screaming, what are we doing? Because I'm looking around the division and it seems like everyone else is getting better.
Right.
Seems like. But again, maybe the evaluation has been, and we've talked about this, Mike, that Dan Quinn and Thomas and Scott Pioli and everybody with the front office just looks at our squad and goes, we're good. We got a really good team. And if you buy into the notion that we under-executed, then if we execute, that's two or three more wins and maybe a playoff win that we should have gotten on the road, and maybe we're back in the NFC Championship game. Maybe that's how they view it.
A couple of things. We got to win the division. We got to get some home games in the playoffs. I don't want to be on the road for two games again next year or three. You know, you feel me on that?
It's too tough.
And then the thing also is if you feel that the Eagles – now, again, no one can foresee or foretell which way the injuries will bite some team or that team. But you get the impression that the Eagles got a good chance to have the playoffs run through their house for another couple of years, unless the Falcons put a really good season together.
No doubt about it. Hey, it is Dukes and Bell. It's our headlines. Coming up, we're going to talk with Mike Conte about our Atlanta United as the United's play-by-play guy joins us. Also, Danielle Musselman will join us at 3:20. She is the wife of Eric Musselman. He's the head basketball coach, should I say, of Nevada. They're on a run right now. Everybody's talking about one of those teams, one of his teams, this team, should I say, being one of the surprises in the NCAA tournament. They're very talented. If you hadn't watched them over the first weekend, and they might have a chance to get past the Sweet 16 round. Who knows? They may get not only to an Elite Eight, but maybe a Final Four. She's going to join us at 3:20. Hey, and some other news, man. We talked about the Hawks last night. They beat Utah 99-94. Dennis Schroeder, career high, 41 points as the Hawks sweep the season series. And this is...
Why?
That's my question. But this is... I'm going to tell you. This was the most shocking win of the season. And it has nothing to do with the Hawks. Utah was unbeatable at home. I think they had won 20 or 21 games,
right,
Mike. Going into this game last night, they're playing one of the best defensive teams in the league in Utah, and they go in there and they beat them, and Schroeder has 41. So I'm scratching my head today because, again, I don't think this is the Dennis Schroeder that we've seen all season, and I don't think it's the guy that you can count on moving forward either.
Well, two ways of looking at it. If you are going to go point guard, you know, you're increasing his market value as far as a trade if he keeps putting on displays like that. But we had a Vision Computer poll yesterday. The final results, 650 votes. Marvin Bagley, 67% of our audience wants the Hawks to pick up Marvin Bagley. Again, all depends on where we're going to pick. He might be gone by then. Colin Sexton, 70%, and Trey Young at 16%.
Okay, so a lot of folks on Sexton,
right?
Now, Sexton, let's just say we've got the third pick. Sexton would be there.
But we wouldn't. I think that's too high for Sexton.
I do, too.
I mean, if you could – I think it's going to be Bagley after DeAndre Ayton and then maybe Trey Young third. Now, we don't know where Schlenk is going to go with this. But that's what's so frustrating about Schroeder. If Schroeder balled out like this, we wouldn't even be questioning the point guard situation.
No doubt about it. Hey, guys, let's hear from Coach Bud talking about how well Schroeder played last night.
He was special tonight. You know, I think his ability to finish in the paint, you know, the last one with about 37 seconds over Gobert, you know, he beats his man off the dribble and able to float it over a shot blocker like that. And, you know, one of the plays in the first half, he gets to the paint, kicks it for a three to Muskie in the corner. I thought he had a great floor game. He did everything tonight.
I put this out on Twitter. I put him up, C. Dukes. I know a lot of people are aware of it now, but former Hawk guard, and we love Kyle Korver. Kyle has been a terrific guy to us in his years in the NBA. His brother passed away at the age of 27, got really ill, and he was in Iowa, apparently, and I don't know all of the details. There's more information is coming out, but he left the Cavaliers and will be away for some time. But his brother, Kirk, passing away at the age of 27, so he's been excused from the team during this time. But we wish him and his family the best.
Yeah, man. As you guys, anybody who's a Hawks fan has been around him, man. He's just a great guy, so thoughts and prayers. Hey, a little breaking nugget from college basketball. Arizona, obviously, has got some soul-searching to do when it comes to Sean Miller. AJC's got it, and ESPN's got it as well, that Sean Miller has contact with Pitt regarding the Panthers coaching job. So maybe Sean Miller looking to get out of town ahead of the posse out there in Tucson, Joe.
They underachieved.
Well, it doesn't mean because he leaves that the NCAA or the FBI won't touch him.
No.
That's Larry Brown style right there. Get out of town before the posse gets you, Joe.
That is interesting because a few weeks ago, remember, he was saying he was going to be at Arizona for a long time. We'll come back, man. We got plenty more, including Mike Conti will join us. We'll talk United next on Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Time for the weekly Five Stripes preview.
And it's punched in for a goal.
With Atlanta United announcer Mike Conti. Brought to you by Associated Credit Union.
All right, guys, we're broadcasting live from the International Car Show here in the ATL, down at the Georgia World Congress Center. Hello, how are you?
It's
how
a nice Ford girl, lady.
How
Hi,
you
nice Ford lady.
So we're going to get a chance to talk to our man, Mike Conti. Mike just told you the story as we went to break about Sean Miller, apparently.
He's kicking the tires on Pittsburgh because he knows it may be time for a new change of address after all the weirdness in Arizona last year.
And again, none of this stuff allegedly on the tape has come out. We've still not heard the tape. He's denied it. He kept his job. Arizona gets beat in the first round. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you, that looks very suspicious, okay? The fact that you want to run or maybe jump ship after all of this stuff goes down, if you're innocent and you really didn't do any of this, then you stay there and you continue to be the guy at Arizona. So, you know, some people are going to say, oh, well, he's entitled to look. Pitt is not a better job right now than Arizona.
No. Hey, Mike Conti, it's a time-honored tradition in college basketball, getting out of town before the posse. And that sounds like what Sean Miller's trying to do.
Doesn't Sean Miller have some, like, Eastern Ohio, Western PA connections?
He does.
Like, so it would be kind of a homecoming for him?
Yes, but, you know, let Sean Miller tell it when he got the Arizona job. This is going to be a place that he was going to be there for life because that's the kind of place, if you win, you can be.
Worked out for Lute Olson.
Correct.
Absolutely. No doubt about it.
All right, big guy. Mike is, if you guys are new, where you been? Mike is the voice of your Atlanta United FC. And, of course, we got a bit of a break after a really dynamic win against Vancouver, which was made a little easier by that red card, which got them down to 10 guys. But we talked to Darren Eales yesterday, Mike, and one thing for certain, we got so much firepower, it's a good problem to have, but now it becomes how do you work Barco when he comes back with all the weapons we've got?
Yeah, and it's a really tough dilemma for Tata Martino and Carlos Bocanegra because you're going to have to play Barco. You paid a $15 million transfer fee, highest in MLS history. You don't pay that kind of money to keep someone like him on the bench. So he's going to be in the starting 11 when he's ready. What happens then? Does Gressel come out of the 11? Does Vijalba maybe come out of the 11? I mean, Gressel's had two very good matches in a row. Vijalba's someone that you want to have out there at all times. One thing's for certain, whatever they decide to do, you're going to have some very high-impact subs available. Andrew Carlton will be one of them. Gressel or Vijalba, whatever they decide, will probably be the other. But this is going to be an interesting match coming up next Saturday in Minnesota because Barco's got to be 100%. If he's not, and you're still nursing a sore quad or a tender quad or a strained quad, whatever it is, it's probably going to be really, really cold up there in Minnesota, and it would not be ideal to try to work your way right back from a muscle injury in cold weather like that.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to be the place to do that. Mm-hmm. It is Mike Conte joining us here on Dukes and Bell, talking Atlanta United. Conte, speaking of Gressel, I brought this up with Darren yesterday, and you like the adjustment that's been made by Tata with Gressel?
Well, as far as working him into a 3-5-2, yeah, I mean, the 3-5-2 has worked very, very well because the matchup has been good against DC United, and then Vancouver did them a huge favor by having Waston thrown out of the match in the 14th minute. So whenever you're 11-on-10, whatever formation you throw out there is probably going to work. It's not going to be like that every week, I don't think, Carl. I think a lot of it's going to be matchup dependent. But what's good about Gressel now is he has strung together two very good matches in a row. We're starting to see that consistency. Even last year, when he was MLS Rookie of the Year, he had some issues with consistency. What stands out to me, I mean, he was obviously very, very creative in the attacking third, but I like the fact in the middle third, he wasn't giving it away as we have seen him do at times over the last year plus. So this has been a good step forward for Julian Gressel. He has made this a more complicated decision for when Barco comes back as far as what you do with him.
It is our soccer report talking about United with Mike Conte, guys. NFL Blitz will be coming up top of the hour. But, again, a good spot to be in. We've got more goals than anybody in the Eastern Conference right now. And, again, we still have to look up at a team. We've got one team in the conference is 3-0. But, certainly, we got turned it around after the ugly, ugly start to the season in Houston. Now we're back into a rhythm looking like what United should be looking like.
Yeah, and, you know, Hugh Douglas asked me this week if I thought the Houston match and what happened there was a fluke based on what we've seen the last 2 weeks. And, no, I don't think it was a fluke. I think Houston's that good, and they did a very good job of getting some early goals and forcing some Atlanta United mistakes. Atlanta United has continued to make some mistakes in the defensive third that ruined clean sheets, basically, for Guzan against DC and Vancouver. So I don't know if they're fully over that yet. But maybe the Houston Dynamo match gave this Atlanta United side a little bit of a wake-up call. You know, obviously they have been the offseason darlings of MLS, and a lot of people have been right very, very high on what they did bringing in Barco and Nagby. Maybe that was just a little bit of a sobering wake-up call for them. But I want to tell you, these next three matches, Mike, they're really, really tough. You've got to go to Minnesota next week. They've won two matches against not great sides, but they've won two matches. And then you have very big home matches against two sides that haven't lost yet. LAFC, an expansion side who's been a huge, huge story with Bob Bradley as their manager. And then the week after that, probably the best team in all of MLS in the first month of the season, NYCFC. So it's going to get a lot harder, a lot more complicated for Atlanta United. We're going to get a good barometer of where this team stands when they come back to play starting next Saturday.
Yeah, speaking of LAFC, they did it the right way too, Mike. I mean, everything that I've been seeing about how they've gone about building that franchise and getting it off the ground, yeah, they've done it the right way too. Hey, Mike Conte, let me ask you about the over-under on our man Joseph Martinez. How many goals is he going to have by the end of the year? Is he going to set the record?
I think he'll be over 10. I don't know about setting the record. I mean, to get 3-1 game is exceptional, but he's done it now 4 times in his career. And by the way, I think that's a testament not only to Joseph Martinez and his finishing ability, but I think it's a testament to Almiron and Gressel and Carlton even, giving him the service to set up these scoring opportunities. A striker can't do anything if the ball is not placed on his boot, right? So I think to have 4 hat tricks in 23 MLS matches, that's a testament to how well his teammates have done in giving him the service and setting up these scoring opportunities. But I think Atlanta United, you know, guys, they're already tied for first in the league in goals, and they didn't even score in week one. They're going to score a lot of goals this year, just as they did last year.
27, by the way, Carl, is the record.
I know. Dude, I think he can get there.
Why not?
I think he can get there.
Well, you got to stay healthy. You got to stay healthy. That's the thing. If he
Well, last year, remember, he got injured down in South America.
In a World Cup qualifier.
Yeah, right?
I mean, that's the thing. You got to keep him healthy. And maybe it's a blessing in disguise that a lot of these guys won't be playing in World Cup this year because maybe it minimizes their exposure to injury. But, I mean, who knows what Joseph Martinez could have done last year if he had not missed all that time with that injury.
Yeah, you're right. Mike Conti, as you get ready for the next game. By the way, the time has changed on that game, right? Make sure listeners know.
And the day has changed as well. It was supposed to be Easter
Correct.
Sunday. It's going to be Saturday night, the night before Easter. So March 31st, it'll be 8 o'clock Eastern time up in Minnesota. Still on 92.9 the game, still on Fox Sports South. But they weren't too terribly thrilled with the way tickets were selling for an Easter Sunday match. So Minnesota United and Atlanta United agreed to move the match to Saturday night.
All right, man. Mike Conti, good stuff as always. And you're going to join us for your regular segment that you do on our program, guys. It's called In Case You Missed It a couple of times a day. And I do want to ask you later in the program about what you thought about Dennis last night. That was crazy to see him put up 41, and as well as the Hawks played against a team that I thought was playing as well as anybody, especially at home, Mike Conti.
41 points against the best defensive team in the league, a team that's fighting their you-know-whats off to get home court in the first round. Never in a million years would I have thought that would have happened.
I mean, it's good, but it's not the time right now. We want to get down for the ping pong balls. It is Dukes and Bell. That's Mike Conti. As we say, he'll be back coming up here in about 45 minutes or so. We got plenty more to dive into live at the Atlanta International Auto Show. Come on down, say hi. We're right outside the front door. And check out all the beautiful rides, man. There are plenty of them.
Hey, coming up, NFL Blitz. The Dogs having their pro day. What did Thomas Dimitroff have to say about some of the players that they're seeing out there? And who's visiting who as free agency continues? We'll get into all of that coming up here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.